You tell us about the old customs, religious customs of the Eskimos.
When someone dies, they take it out and make a platform and bury it that way, cover it up. That's a burial. And a year after that, it takes a full year gathering everything for the garment, and the women tan and sew for a whole month, making new garment for the people that had helped during the illness, you know, burial and all that. And then they have gathered all the food for this feast, and before they eat, they start giving these garments out, and they get up and they sing. The people that help is on the other side of the building, you know, lined up other side the igloo, and they get up and they sing whole the parkey up and sing and take it over there and lay it in front of, go back and get some more till they're all clothed from boots, mitts, parkies, pads. Different ones that help, like women and men both get clothed in this. And after the ceremony, then they have a big feast and dance. And that's all there is.
Mm. And that was in celebration of the person who had died?
Yeah. That.
Did they do this with a little baby, too?
No, it's the older person. Mm-hmm. Older person that died. Like us now, Benny has passed on. And we have to gather now for the next year. And then we'll have a ceremony. Uh-huh. And all the people that had help will get this. We have to do a lot of sewing. Because a lot of villagers help too.
Was there any such thing as a marriage ceremony?
No, not that I know of. Not that I know of. It's talking to the parents talk among themselves and getting, you know, the girl and the boy have nothing to do with it. They just sit there. Sometimes they clash quite a bit. Oh yeah, they don't want the girl or even the boy. And then they have quite a set to.
Oh, did they really?
Oh yeah. They really argue with, and then when everything goes well, the boy either comes to the house, or mostly the boy comes to the house, girl's house, stay there.
And moves in there?
Yeah, moves in there to the igloo with the parents. And when they start to have their children, then they build their own igloo and move out.
Tell about the when did this getting back to the funeral, when did this Eskimo celebration a year later come to an end? Did it come to an
when
end
when the white people came
with the missionaries?
Yeah, when the missionaries came, white people, and it ended there. And my mother had trekked over into the Arctic. And this old couple had adopted a little boy, and he died along the way. And they made a little sled for him, and put him in this little sled, and they hauled him clear over to Christian River, and back again into Hammond River. And meantime, another lady died. And They looked for a place where the sun wouldn't hit, and they dug a tunnel into the mountain and lined it with moss, thick moss, and platforming there, you know, our lady. Pole for them to lay on, and of course they put moss there too. And they, when they put them in, they close it up with thick moss, and then big trees and boulders so the animals won't get in. Now that's for the laying them there for the summer. And soon as freeze up, they went and got them, so they have a missionary burial.
They carried the bodies clear down to Bethel.
Yeah, clear to Bethel.
And there was a burial ground there, and they had a Christian funeral service.
Yeah, funeral service. They let it lay there for the summer, and then they go. As soon as freeze up, they went up and got it. Got the two bodies and brought them in and had this. That's how hard they believed.
That was an Episcopal service? Or?
Yes, Episcopal service.
Now, the Episcopal Church was strong up and down the Koyukuk River?
All over.
Do you remember some of the missions that you visited?
At Lakakit, Latna. Mm-hmm. Latna. And then Portucan. Was there.
Well, there was one at Anvik, wasn't there?
Huh?
Anvik?
No, I've never been to Anvik. And we used to go to church every morning, I mean every Sunday, there at, when we were at Alatna. We had to cross the river, though, walk across.
There was the one church that served the Indians on one side and the Eskimos on the other?
In the other side, but we all get together and go to church.
And they all worship together in
yeah,
the one church?
Yeah,
And now, who were the people who ran the mission there? They had two women, didn't they?
Miss Carter from one, Ann Carter.
Miss Hill? Yeah.
Miss Ridgway. Pumphrey. Miss Hill come in after them.
Miss Kay?
Kay.
Uh-huh.
Kay. Miss Hill come in after these people. Uh-huh. Miss Ridgway, Miss Pumphrey. Oh. I know Miss Carter well. Remember her real well. But I didn't know her maid there. Uh-huh. Just vague.
They always kept two women
yeah.
there. Uh-huh. One was usually a nurse and the other one a teacher?
I guess so.
Uh-huh. But they gave the church service too.
Uh-huh. They have church service every Sunday, all day.
Uh-huh.
Go morning and then the evening.
Uh-huh. Mm. Did they have Sunday school classes in these missions?
Yeah, they have school classes too.
School and Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I never attended me. I was too small. I was too little at that time.
But then there were regular priests who traveled to the villages, weren't there?
Yeah. The Hudson stuck traveled all over with dog team. If he comes in, we have service that night.
Do you remember him?
Mm-hmm. I remember him well. Oh.
What was he like?
He was quite a nice old chap, I thought. I really thought him. He was singing.
I guess the Catholics had their priests who traveled around too, didn't they, to the villages?
Not up in that country.
Mm.
Never come in that country. It's more. Hudson Stuck came in, and then later, when he retired, I mean he got old,
yeah.
Reverend Crane come.
Oh.
Crane. Right.
Did you ever meet Bishop Bentley?
Yes, in Fairbanks. Fairbanks. Just came to the hospital, talked with me.
Tell me now, I remember you mentioned the story about Martin Slisko's baptism. Tell us about that story in Wiseman when they wanted their children baptized.
Martin Slisko, three children had baptized a Catholic priest.
Did he send for this priest to come up there?
It must have, because it came in. And about the garment, too.
All of it.
And this priest got out there and putting on his, what is that?
Cassock or hassock or something?
Something like that. And he put his head in the sleeve and he could not pull it down over his head or pull it off. He had quite a struggle getting it off.
And he was getting himself ready for the baptism that was going to be a service in the roadhouse.
Yeah.
And he was going to say a Catholic Mass.
Uh-huh. And he ordered holy candle holders. And Martin Slisko went out and he was back and he had one Seagram and one Canadian Club.
Those were the candle holders.
The holy candle holders. And the ceremony went on and baptized. Then they went into early mass. And it went on. And he asked if anyone want to confess, and nobody made a move.
And there were a few Catholics in the crowd.
There were a house full of Catholics. There was just very few of us Protestants in there. And it was about 3 o'clock we got through.
What time did it start?
Starting around after nine, somewhere in there. Real late, long stretch. And we had to sit on benches, you know, hard. Then we had lunch and they took off for Fairbanks.
Tell about the confessional though.
he said, anybody want to confess can come up now and confess, and nobody made a move. So he said later, if you want to confess, we can go to the kitchen and make confession in the kitchen. Nobody made a move, so I said, if this group start to confess, you'll be here all summer. Anyway, it was nice morning. Sun was coming up. I remember that real well. The sun was coming up. And, because most of it was done in Latin, too. Something. Some way. That's one of the services I attended to.
Now, what about when there wasn't a priest there and a Catholic was to be buried?
They go about 25 miles to get Pat Collier to hold the service, and it's done in Latin. Break trail and go haul him down. He's rather old. And go bring him down, haul him down, and then he holds a service.
What was his training? What kind of training did he have to do that? Had he studied to be a priest?
He must have studied to be a priest. He knew all about it. It's all done in Latin. You can't hear a word. Mm-hmm. It's Latin. My husband understood it. And he said it's beautiful.
So they said a service and then they held a wake.
Yeah, they had a wake too. I had a wake there.
Did they always have a wake for people?
No. A certain people had a wake. Now, Harry Foley had. They had a wake for him. And we, at 6 o'clock in the morning, we had a, Mrs. Marsan and I put in a whole ham of moose to bake, to roast for the sandwiches. Whole ham, it took both of us to lift it in. Because we seasoned it up first, then it cooked all day. And by the time, I don't know how they got it, must have hauled it over in the sled, over to the hall. And they really ate and danced that night.
How late did they dance?
Huh?
How late did they dance?
Oh, till about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Some of we didn't feel like dancing, you know, we thought good deal of him.
And they also had someone sitting up with the body?
Yeah, for, it takes about 2 hours for two people to sit up all night and all day. Somebody is with them.
They didn't do this with everybody, though?
No. Two that I know of, two.
Was this because they were Irish?
I guess so. Their religion. Jack Rafferty and Harry Foley. That's all I've seen up there. Quite a thing. Wake, we bake a lot of bread for the sandwiches and big dish pans of salad each lady had to make all of this to in order to have enough for the whole crowd comes in. And a lot of work to it, really. And you have to hurry up.
The whole town turned out for these?
Yeah, the whole town comes in. The creek, all the mining people on the creek come in too for this. They try to have fun. It's not much fun.
Not really so much
fun? No,
at all.
No. You know, these people that are like Harry Foley, he lived there all when quite young, and then he passed on like that, and don't feel like having fun, but I guess their own way they had to have this.
Mm-hmm. Where was the graveyard?
Graveyard is about 1/4 mile up from the back of the village. Yeah, back of the village.
Mm-hmm. Somebody would make a coffin and...
Yeah, two or three make coffin and there's quite a few out there digging the grave. They have to thaw it out with wood fire. And dig it out and make more fire, thaw it out. It's quite a job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the winter time it was...
Yeah, winter time especially. Summertime is worse.
Why is that?
Because there's nothing to hold them over too long. Have to hurry. They were out there night and day digging that in order to get them in quickly. Mm-hmm. Quite a thing. They get together right away and talk it over, I guess. Get going.
There was a lot of working together in
yeah,
the community.
Yeah, everybody works together. Uh-huh. Somebody doing something else, you know. Uh-huh. We all got something to do with it. Mm-hmm. Mm. So, it's kind of bad. Summertime, wintertime, take
a few days.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A few days. Especially, we have to... Sometimes people go out, invite people to come to way out in the creek, mm-hmm. get people to come in. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a thing up there. Nothing we can't Everything is made by hand, done by hand.
Everything is do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
Place.
Yourself. It comes out pretty fast, though. Someone gets sick on the creek, and there'll be no trail for them. They call into town and tell the town people to break trail. So all of us get out there, about 10 people or 15 of us, and we all get on snowshoes and break trail, and we rotate. The one in the lead guitar just move over, and the next one take on. And then it fall right to the end. Then your turn comes up again. And make it, it'd be blowing and so you can hardly see any place.
That's hard work.
Hard work, yeah, it's up to, right up to here. Hard work, real hard. You know you've been played.
Did almost all the Eskimos adopt the Christian faith?
I don't think so.
Some of them clung.
Some of them.
Partially.
Yeah, partially.
Uh-huh. Did the Christian religion make them happier, do you think?
I think so. Some really believe it, you know. Really, really believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, for instance, if you get sick, they pray for you, and the one that's been sick get well. So they think the prayer healed them. But they all have to get together and pray real hard, all together, not partially. There has to be just like one body.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that too.
Did the Eskimo people believe in life after death before the Christian faith?
Yeah, they do.
What did the Christian faith bring them that was more than what they'd had before?
Christian bring more?
More to their lives. In what way?
I think...
Where did your mother learn to pray in the Christian way?
I think they first heard it over in the Coba country. And they kept it up. They have people come in, talk with them that had picked it up. White man way, and then they translate Eskimo. And they all got right in and believed it. Most of them.
She used to pray over a lot of things.
Yeah, she prayed over a lot of things. Always steadily pray.
Tell about how she'd make tea and...
Yeah, don't feel very well, she makes tea and then she pray over it and give it to me to drink.
Did the old time Eskimos have something similar?
No.
They were dependent upon old time medicine men.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to go to him. They don't, like you and I, don't do it.
But once they got the Christian faith, they weren't supposed to go to
No.
But a lot of them...
All trying to being dropped, everything. Yeah.
But a lot of them did both, didn't
they?
Yeah,
I think so. I don't know about the Eskimos, but... I don't know. I think...
I wonder what their belief in life after death was before the Christian faith.
There's supposed to be a story way back there, before Mother's time. Somebody died, and he stayed dead for 4 days, and he came back, and he told beautiful stories about where he'd been after death. I can't tell you what he said. You know, I was too small, but I know that part. He was dead for 4 days.
What brought him back?
No, he came back to report, I guess. lived quite a while afterwards, and then he really died. But well, he said it was a beautiful place he went to.
Mostly, the Eskimos weren't afraid to die, were they?
Hmm?
The old-time Eskimos weren't afraid to die.
No. No. They weren't afraid to die. They were very happy people. Very, very happy. No time, none of them was afraid to die.
Did they have among the people strong religious leaders or anything like that?
You mean that whole prayer meeting? Yeah, they have. They have. Mm-hmm. Have.
Christian, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the Christian, they have leaders there. They get together and tell about to live, you know, how to go about it, live right. They have the meeting quite often.
What did they do if a person did not live right?
And then they get together and go to them and talk with them, talk with them. Try to make them see that to go right.
And what if that didn't do any good?
Medicine men, their nephews would take care of him, nothing said.
The person would eventually disappear?
Yeah.
Did it scare people?
No. No.
But it made them want to live. Live well in a community.
Yeah. If it's not right, they do away with it. So therefore, there isn't much crime in the Eskimo group.
Mm-hmm.
If it's severe, that's a way before the white people had shown up.
Mm-hmm. No crime, no murder, no...
No, he's murdering. It's like this, yeah. He's murdering and doing things that they find out. It's, people have to take care of him, not somebody else, his own people, like his nephew.
How about stealing?
Stealing? There isn't much to steal. No. No.
Was there more crime among the Eskimo people after the white man's ways came in, the white man's religion and all?
Few of them, not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. No. Not that I know of. Few of them. Just a very few. What else? I was baptized at Alakakot by Hudson Stuck, 1910.
December 14th.
December 14th. My parents had trekked there to have me baptized by him.
What did the Bible mean to these people who hardly understood the English language?
They believed in it. They believed in it. They had translate in Eskimo.
They believed in the principle of God,
yeah,
didn't they?
Uh-huh.
And they believed in the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Did they understand all of the other things in the Bible?
No, I don't think so.
What was most important to them in the Bible?
The Ten Commandments. And that got through to them.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
That
I know.
Had some relationship to their lives.
Uh-huh.
Did they understand what the crucifixion meant?
They understand. I've heard him talk about it when I was little, in our language.
Mm-hmm. Did most of them seem to understand what the idea of hell and heaven?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That got through to them. Mm-hmm. Got through to sure. I've heard.
Did they enjoy the services of the church?
They seemed to. Mm-hmm. And when I was a little girl, I seemed to.
And they sang in their own language?
Yeah. It's somebody read the Bible and then somebody...
used to play in the old days?
Mother's Time. Mm-hmm. Mother's Time. They have a football game played winter time, and they made their ball out of caribou hide and stuff it with hair. It's on, the hair is on it, but they stuff it. It's very bouncy. And they have a goal on one end of the place they play in the other end, and they try to make games. And it goes on late in the evening sometimes.
Usually in the spring is when they play it?
No, it's winter time. This is winter time. Outdoors. And they try to make the goal on the other end and this end. And I don't know how they do it. I see them out there. We never get out on our field at all. They'll run right over us.
Oh, this is an early, very early time, first kind of football that was ever.
Yeah, that's their own game. And then they have another one for the summer. It's a small ball. It's made out of caribou, too. Caribou skin with the hair on it, and they stuff it with hair. And then the handball. And that goes on all night.
Do they hit it against something?
No. You play teams. You throw it to your team and try to keep it up. You can shove one another.
How did they choose the teams?
They just stand up and say, you be my partner, and then that's it.
It was sort of like basketball.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Only we didn't have a basket. You catch it. It's fun. But rough. Really rough. And run, too. It goes on all night. By midnight, we have lunch and then go right out again. Oh. I played it.
Would they play this when it was really cold, 20, 30 below?
The football they play, but the handball is summertime, for summer. That's a summer play. And they have another game. They have a played in the igloo. They put the stake up and they throw a stick. Who's the closest get so many numbers. And they play that in the evening, winter time. And then they do a lot of hang up a mitt or something and see who kicks the highest.
Oh, the high kick.
Yeah, high kick.
They do that at the Arctic Winter Games.
They do that too. They do that quite a bit. I've seen an old lady or woman kick. She had her mitt hanging there in the tent, and she put it up to her navel right there, and then she backed off and kicked it. And we got in the tent, and we tried to kick it, and we fell backwards and like tore the tent down. We couldn't. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't.
She learned to do this many years before.
Yeah, Mother and her could do it. We couldn't. We're too stiff. And they can just stand right up and kick it. And they raise it each time they kick it. And that's another game they play. And there are some other games I don't know. I've never seen them.
Did they play these games sometimes when other people came for a potlatch or a feast? An elikatak? Did they do play
No,
games?
They do more dancing. Mm-hmm. Dancing and going on.
And, this was just in your own little villages where they were?
Yeah, this is our games in the villages.
Were there any games inside the
tent? Then they have another one, like a bunch of people live about 3 miles away. they come in the masquerade play, dance, masquerade. And then this group go back, see which one the best. And they have prizes. And then there's another guessing game.
The masks, what were they made of?
I don't know what they were made of.
Wood?
Wood or something. Wood, maybe. And then they have another game. You go out and you pick, for instance, you pick something out of the wood and you bring it in. And then you have put up a prize. And then everybody try to guess. It's a guessing game. Sit there and try to guess what it is. Whoever guesses then gets this prize.
Did they have any games that they played inside the igloo?
That's when the guessing game is done inside. And then this here throwing back and forth with a little stick.
Oh, well, how was that done?
You throw it. You have a partner over there. Yeah, I'm here. And I throw it and I get the score over there. Then she throws it back to this stick here and she scores.
To see who gets the closest?
Yeah.
To the stick?
Yeah.
Was it a special kind of stick?
No, small stick. Uh-huh. We use nails nowadays.
Uh-huh. Well, I suppose like horseshoes.
Yeah, it's like a horseshoe.
Ring toss.
Uh-huh. Ring toss or something, but we use stick. And, you know, I should have done. This throwing these sticks, you have to get down on your knees and toss it. And try to get it right on the stick that's standing up. And you get more scores that way. But if you out little one, you get one score.
You had only one stick to toss?
Two.
Two sticks?
Uh-huh. Two to a part. You know, I have one, I toss two, and then she toss it back. And that's what we use.
What's the Eskimo name for that?
Kiputorak.
Say it again.
Kiputorak.
Kiputorak.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Eskimo name for the football game?
Akhrotrak.
And how about the one that's like basketball?
That's Nalukhrarak. It's kind of hard.
And the guessing game, what did you call that?
They just call it the guessing game, and I got to stop and think about that one. Just a guessing game. I can't say it in my language. I forgot.
These are all old.
Yeah, this is old games. They have a whole lot more games, too, I think, and I don't, never saw it.
Well, then, in Wiseman days, they mixed the white man's games with the Eskimo games, didn't they, sort of?
Yeah, we had horseshoes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you used to play out in the evening, or?
Yeah, we play out when we were going to school, and we had a place there. It's a bank and open water about 3 feet or so. The water is only a foot and a half. But we get the caribou hides and we slide on them and we get in line, and one hit that down on the bottom have to jump or somebody else shove them in the water. And that's the game. That's really fun. You have to be very quick. Get away, you know. You slide down and just jump right off.
Is this in the spring?
No, in the winter time.
In the winter?
Uh-huh.
Kind of cold.
Yeah.
Did you get wet?
We only caught one or two of us. Only one or two of us fell in. But it makes you quick. It makes you react quickly.
Did the grown-ups play with the kids quite a bit as far as games?
No.
But in Wiseman, you used to play?
Yeah, Wiseman, it was different. Everybody got out Saturday evening and the whole day of Sunday, we were out. Everybody's out. one that have skates, they skate. And we take a sled up, and Wisen Creek is very steep up there near in the canyon, and put all the little ones in and slide down with a sled. Yeah. It's fun. Them little ones liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before there were sleds, did the Eskimo people, they slid on skins, didn't they?
Yes, yeah, skins.
What kind of skin did they?
Caribou hide.
And they get the fur going the smooth way.
We sit on the fur and let the skin part slide down.
That's the first kind of sled.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We slide down on that. Uh-huh. Because older days, they don't waist hides too much. It's later years when us kids was growing up, we can have all the hides. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun slide on them. That's why we stay out there till about almost 9 and come and go right to bed. It's just right little ways from here to that house over there in the closer. Mm-hmm. Right there, and we all congregate right there. Slide down this thing and try to shove somebody else in front of you.
you'd even play out in the moonlight at night?
Yeah, moonlight. Right, moonlight. And beautiful. Then we used to go up to a Wiseman dog team and leave after supper. And a bunch of us get in the sled. A lot of dogs and go. Moonlight. Most beautiful ride. You just enjoy it.
How far was that?
11 miles.
And what would you do up there? Just have a build a fire?
Up in Wyden? No. We're going up in the evening and the next evening will be a dance. Oh. We're going to a dance.
Oh, this was from Coldfoot?
Mm-hmm.
You'd go from Coldfoot to Wyden?
Yeah.
I see.
I've danced from 8 o'clock till 8, and have breakfast, hitch up dogs, and go on to Coldfoot. And
what dances did they do there?
Oh, they have waltzes, two steps, and shoddish, and the way they call.
Oh,
square dances. Yeah, and then Eskimos get in there too. Eskimos have theirs.
Some Eskimo dancing?
Yeah, Eskimo dancing goes through about 2-3 times in the evening.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So in Wiseman there was a mixture of all.
Yeah, and then the white people have to get up and try to dance it too. Mm-hmm. And it makes it fun.
Yeah.
Midnight we have lunch.
What kind of music did you have for these dances?
They have phonograph. Victrola.
The old winding?
Oh, yeah, winding.
And somebody just stand there and keep winding?
No, you give it a good wind, it'll run the record through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a piano there that somebody knows how to play piano.
Good heavens.
Mm. It's still there, I think.
Did they have any violins or drums or anybody do it? Have any other
Big Jim had a drum.
Uh-huh.
He has an outside drum he brought. Somebody sent it to him from outside. And he brings that up. It's a big drum. Mm. He brings that up for the dances. Get pretty tired when you get home to Coldfoot.
What did they do with the children when these dances, everybody would turn out in the town for a dance? Did they bring the children along?
There weren't too many children. We were very well grown up at the time.
Uh-huh.
My children, this is right close to later years, they're in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I go check on them every little while.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But other people?
Well, we don't have babysitters. We didn't know what a babysitter was.
Mm-hmm.
Have babies.
Did they ever bring the children along and put them to bed there?
No. They're mostly home. Uh-huh. I'm home. No, they don't put them to bed there.
Did they get all dressed up for these dances?
Oh, yeah. Mixing is fun.
What were the principal celebrations where they danced?
What do you mean?
Christmas time, was there a dance?
Yeah, there's, we start with Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, New Year's, and George Washington's birthday.
A dance then?
Yeah. And St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow.
And then all the Irish get out. And then we have just the latter part of, right in the middle of April. That's the last step. Till maybe 4th of July.
Oh, and then 4th of July was a big day.
Yeah. Big day then.
What did they usually do for the 4th of July?
You have to get out there and shoot.
Turkey shoots?
Yeah, we shoot target, and we get a prize for it. There's so much, I don't know how, I forgot how much they put money prizes. Oh, yeah, we make sloppy pies for the kids. For the boys to eat.
Sloppy pies? What are they?
Watery pies. You know, pie-eating contest.
What?
Oh, yeah, we have all of that.
Any speeches?
Huh?
Speeches?
We make it out of blackberry or something.
Were there any speeches?
Oh, yeah, there are speeches. There are old-timers from the creeks that do all the speeching. Make speeches. Eskimos get up and make speeches in their own language. Somebody have to translate for them. Yeah.
And then after the 4th of July, there wouldn't be anything again until about Thanksgiving?
Fall.
After the creeks, they'd come in from the creeks?
Yeah, they come in from the creeks after they get through mining. And then they have a big day into their September. It's something going on all the time.
Oh, tell about the ice skating and how you have one pair.
When we were going to school, we had a pair of ice skates, and I think they're made for men's skates. You strap them on. But there's 11 kids, and each take turns trying to skate on these skates, and we strapped them on over our moccasins. Some of us need quite a bit of help to get on our feet, and then give us a shove.
One size for all.
Yeah. We tie them on the little folks, too. We take strings and tie them on. So each and every one had a chance at it. So we were pretty good on it, you know.
Gosh, you didn't get much time on them, though, with 11 kids.
No, we didn't have too much time. But we spent a whole day out there.
Where did you do the skating?
Out in the river. Overflow. And then if we get tired of that, next weekend, if the ice is still good, we get a big sled and put a sail on it, and we sail down about 3 miles. We only make 2 trips of that because it's so hard getting back up, hauling all the little ones in the sled.
What did you make the sail
out of? Oh, canvas. They have, have canvases there. For a dog sled, they put a canvas and they load it up and lash it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do. They use a canvas, so we use that.
And you put a big stake up so...
Right in the middle of the sled and all pile in and somebody steered down there. And we go down real fast.
That must have been
fast as the wind can go. And it was a nice trip. The little folks was all bundled up only... Things sticking out is their little faces. Double parkies, double everything.
the wind would sweep any snow right off the ice.
There's no snow on it.
Just clear ice.
Yeah. We have to walk along the edge to get back up. We get back up and we go down again, just make two trips just for this day. It's a long walk, 3 miles back. Hmm. Holding on the little ones, you know.
Well, in those Wiseman days, how about skis? Weren't there some of the
yeah,
region?
Yeah, the young folks had skis.
Did they make their own?
No, some are bought, some are their own. We got Benny had a pair. Eli Hansen made for.
What? How did he make them?
He made them out of birch. Beautiful little pair. I think I lost them.
What did they use for binding? Just a strap?
Yeah, he used. I think he used some leather strap on it. Mm-hmm. Binding. And he had his own ski.
Did he have poles?
I think they have poles. My daughter's skis were $64. Mm-hmm. We got them on sale too. Mm-hmm. And some of them have steel edge on them. Mm-hmm. The kids take turns about on them too. But they had more to do with than we did. Mm-hmm. And then next weekend we go way up the mountain and we slide down with a little sled and we hit the river and it's clear ice and we sail right clear across the river. It's wide there, but we make it to the other side going so fast.
Was this on Wiseman Creek?
That's in Coldfoot.
On the Koyukuk River.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In Wiseman, they do their skating right there in Wiseman Creek, right in the village, mm-hmm. and up the canyon. Then they go up on the hill to ski. About half a mile out. And then the other place they go down the river, it's about a mile out. And they have a full day of it. Everybody gets out. Nobody stays in weekend.
Everybody's outdoors.
Right? Yeah, outdoors. The kids are playing, we're playing, we are, everybody is out. And if we, nothing else, we take long walk. Just walk along.
Hunting?
No, just hiking. Mm-hmm. And we don't go fast. We have a lot of little ones among us. We have to go their gate. But it's a lot of fun. They tell stories, you know, walk along. And,
did you climb mountains? The mountains?
Oh, yeah, we climb mountains. We do a lot of hunting. Climb to climb the mountains. Mm-hmm. Mm. But weekends we never stayed in. Never. We start cooking on Friday for Saturday and Sunday, so we don't have to stay in and cook. No, we never stay in.
That sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
You were busy.
If you're outdoors, you know, you love outdoors, you're out there in it. Not just people that don't like it, well, they can stay in for all week. Mm-hmm. We get out.
And then you eat well and sleep well, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the fresh air.
Yeah. And Saturday night, they have lanterns. We fill up lanterns and light them up and gas lanterns, and we hang them up over there by the school. There's a place to play there, and they play there till almost 9. Play soccer ball, I guess.
Gee, that sounds fun, too.
Mother is in on it all the time. On them
children,
games.
Mothers, fathers, grandparents,
everybody. Everybody's out. Right at that time, I didn't feel too well. I didn't get up. But for a little village, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Something going all the time.
What did you do at Christmas time in the village of Wiseman?
Well, we have one, what we call a big family tree. It's put up in Pioneers Hall, number 8. And everybody take their presents there. And Santa Claus come in. Santa Claus came in, I think it was in '34. He came in with a reindeer, I mean a caribou, calf caribou.
Was it tame?
Yeah, it was tame. He had on a great big, like a dog pack, and it was full of toys. I still got the pictures. Yeah. And Santa Claus had stopped somewhere along the way, had a little too much to drink.
Oh, the kids were impressed, though.
Huh?
The kids were impressed.
Yeah, they were impressed with this caribou.
The children must have had a good time with all these miners who didn't have families. They must have lavished a lot on the children.
Yeah, not too much, but
but they like kids, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, they love kids. They like kids. The old miners, we have, us mothers had quite a problem with our kids. They come in and they buy peanuts for them, and you have to roast them peanuts before they're eaten there. And you see kid coming with bag, you run and meet it and take it away from him, throw it in the oven.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what would happen?
They throw up.
They get a stomach ache?
Mm-hmm.
You had to roast them first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some way they're not baked or something. And the kids all get sick. That's the old timers. They meant well.
Bill told about having an orange at Christmas was a real treat, a real fresh orange.
Yeah.
And that you'd eat all of it.
Yeah, eat all of it.
The peeling? See?
The peeling. Not the orange peel, but you eat the white of the peel.
Uh-huh.
Right down to the outside.
The seeds even?
Hmm?
And he said even the seeds or the apple, you'd eat it all.
Oh, yeah. Everything. It's just a stem left. It's a stem left, that's all. In those days, I don't think they were waxed or anything. Nowadays, I think they wax them the way they're shiny. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, I don't need the peeling. Especially the apple. They look too shiny. They don't look like years ago.
How did these apples get in there? They flew them in or brought them in the fall?
Brought them in the fall and saved them right up to Christmas.
In a storage, cool
storage? Yeah, cool place down in the basement.
Most of these cabins had cold storage?
No, they were in a store. The store keeps them.
Oh, the store had a place?
Yeah, and then they give them out for the Christmas time.
I see.
Yeah. We couldn't buy them. We'd buy them beforehand, you know, but they save them to give. Yeah.
Who would be the Santa Claus at Christmas?
Jim Kelly? I can't think of our it's Mr. Wilson. He was a good Santa Claus. That was our Santa Claus.
And then they'd have a dance.
Oh yeah. After you'd take a pillowcase and put all your presents in, run home to open them up.
They didn't open them there.
No, we never opened them there.
There was one Christmas tree for the whole...
Yeah, the whole village.
And what did you use for decoration?
We decorated with popcorn and a few things that was gotten from outside.
Cranberries?
No cranberries. I didn't see no cranberries. Only popcorn and candles.
Candles? Real candles?
Real candles.
Those were dangerous.
Yeah.
Did they stand by with pans of water?
I don't know. We didn't know.